Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some hoops to get to. The biggest story to come out was yesterday evening, and Brittany Griner is joining the Atlanta Dream. This is obviously via free agency. That was after 11 seasons with the Phoenix Mercury. She's a 10-time WNBA All-Star, so she struck a one-year deal with the Dream. So they're getting a superstar.
Yeah, obviously. Making a lot of headlines yesterday with the decision being announced, and from everything I read, shocking decision out of her on the one-year deal. And look, it's say what you will, this is the number one headline on ESPN when you pull up
it's
ESPN.
It's everywhere.
The number one headline on ESPN. So it'll be interesting to see what her pairing is. I know they got a new head coach. They have some superstars in the making, and for whatever reason decided this was the place to be. So it ought to be fun to see that kind of all play out.
Alicia Gray, you got Howard here. So she's going to team up with them. They are also former number one overall draft picks as well. So a trio, hopefully trying to lead the Dream to their first WNBA title. All right, on to the Hawks now. And they surge pretty late in this one, but they fall to the Rockets 100-96. So that now marks their sixth straight loss on the season. During the stretch, excuse me.
Yeah, I was going to say it is what it is. I hate to say that, but it is what it is with the Hawks. Extremely beat up. Trey's back in the lineup last night. I don't think he played extremely well. They can't shoot. They just, like, no matter who's in the lineup, they can't shoot. Even when you get dinged up, a lot of times it's like, all right, well, we'll put in some smaller shooters. Garrison Matthews, Veet, we'll shoot the ball. Can't shoot. Can't shoot, can't win. I thought, look, Amen Thompson at times last night for Houston is a rising star. Obviously questions surrounding Bogey, Clint Capella, guys that did not play last night. Why aren't they playing? We don't know. But I know it's a little bit suspicious for me is all I'm saying.
Yeah, and this is a good Rockets team. They just won back-to-backs in Boston and then came down to Atlanta and did the same thing. You're shorthanded. You've been shorthanded. Again, I don't know why I'm with you. I don't know why those guys aren't playing. It is that time of the year where guys suddenly aren't in the roster and then they're suddenly not on the team. I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just saying that is the first thing that comes to mind if you follow the league every year.
It's suspicious.
And unfortunately, this is falling in line with the last, I don't know, name it, every year.
No. This is not – see, but to me, and I think – I'm not telling you you're lazy, but I think that narrative is out there. This is not the same deficiencies you've had from the Hawks.
But tell me how this is not – look, hold on. You don't know what I'm going to say. How is this not any different from last December when all of a sudden your entire team is missing games, they're injured, and you fall into a late, this losing streak, And now here you are. What do you do at the deadline? You're now in a play-in spot. It goes back to depth on this team that they cannot handle. Now, the problem is we seem to get more injuries than any other team, it feels like. Maybe we're too close to the situation. But it feels like the same thing's happened for a few years in a row where we get completely banged up and then we lose games we shouldn't. Not last night. I think last night's a game you can't expect to lose.
You covered.
But losing to the Raptors two in a row and that was another team that stretch that we shouldn't have lost to that we lose to, and then Chicago beats Pistons. You. And you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, well, here's why I don't think it's the same. I think last year you worried about the chemistry of the team offensively, how the pieces were fitting together. Trae Young's injured out for a month plus, whatever it was. This year, defense has been great. Your defense is like a top 10 defense. It's not about chemistry to me. It's just simply the shots aren't falling. And with 10 seconds last night, DeAndre has one go in and out and then goes over the backboard. You can't even get an offensive board. So to me, it's about shooting and about health. And none of those things seem to be falling in line. I just think it's a different story this year.
Well, maybe they'll get off the losing streak tomorrow. The Hawks, they take on the Cavaliers pre-tip. Starts at 6:30, so obviously you can get your coverage right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, a tip-off set for 7 o'clock.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.